Not only does he have a new song out today, but he is playing a show in Ōtautahi next week, I believe. I'm very excited to be talking to Luke Buddha. Good morning, Luke.
Good morning. How are you going?
I'm very well. How are you?
Oh, yes. Well, I'm all right. I mean, it's, I don't know if it's sort of boring to bring up the crazy times that we're living in.
Oh, it no, everyone sort of is tough at the moment. Everyone who I interview feels the need to address it, and they're just like, life's a bit shit, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's bad. It's bad on a global and local political sort of size, isn't it? Yeah, fuck it, man. I was like, to hell with this sort of apathetic, apocalyptic atmosphere. I'm going to play some gigs anyway.
Yeah,
even if it's just about to end.
I love that spirit, and that is, of course, what's happening is you are playing some shows, 13th of April, Space Academy here in Ōtautahi. But
yes,
you're bringing a whole crew with you.
Yeah. So I know that, you know, sort of lockdown stories are a little bit done as well. But the truth of the matter is that when my album came out, man, and I can't actually remember what year. I think it was 2021.
My third album, I believe. Buddha. Yeah.
Thank you. October. I remember that it was October the 15th. But yeah, okay. So 2021. We booked a 12-date tour with a full band, and then the August lockdown happened, and you know, the whole tour was rescheduled, and the 12-date band tour got rescheduled to be a 6-date band tour, and then I think there was like another lockdown, and then that got cancelled. And just as a caveat, that I'm fully down with the lockdowns as a, you know, an important measure of looking after the collective community, totally, yeah, health. So this is certainly not a whinge about, you know, bloody Jacinda or anything like that. It's just like, that's just what happened.
No, I'm the same page as you. Yeah. I mean, it sucks, but it's got to be done, you know?
Yeah. It was like, you know, and ultimately also, I feel like, you know, because you saw a lot of frothing on the internet about it.
Oh,
I guess,
God,
you see,
yeah,
frothing on the internet about everything, but I'm like, you know what, as a musician, and especially someone who had actually a tour book for that time, just fucking stop whinging about it, you know, and get on with doing the right thing.
Yeah, totally.
So, and then that 6-date tour was rescheduled to just be a 4-date tour, and then it was just me and Anita, not the full band. So we've kind of been keen to the full Buddha band, or the band Luke Buddha, have been just really keen to go out and play some gigs as a band since then. So it's kind of random timing in a way, but just, I think one day last year I was like, man, I just have not been playing many gigs. And it's kind of like one of my reasons for living.
So
I'm just going to book some gigs. So, yeah.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. I think that's great. And like, yeah, I don't know. I'm not a kind of musical live performer or anything, but is it something you can kind of like get out of practice with?
Well, actually, I don't know. I feel, I was kind of talking about this a couple of nights ago with Samuel from the Phoenix Foundation, and his brother asked us if we ever get nervous before we get on stage. And I was thinking, well, I basically these days never feel nervous before I go on stage with the Phoenix Foundation, no matter how long it's been.
Yeah, right.
I feel a lot more, I think, individual pressure at a solo gig. I guess it's because in the Phoenix Foundation, both Sam and I have a microphone. We both sing a bit, and we both chat to the crowd. And sometimes you can, and never mind the fact that there's like a whole band that we've been together for years, and we're just like, there's just the trust there. But there's a musical trust with the Buddha band as well. We've played barely any gigs. And anyway, and all the onus is on me to chat. And as you can tell right now by the lack of words coming out of my mouth, I have a really hard time saying anything. But I don't know if I get out of practice with it as such.
Yeah, right, right, okay.
But I just like, I think I just get, you know, having at certain times of my life done quite a lot of touring, including, you know, going overseas quite a bit with the Phoenix Foundation, sort of in between Buffalo, which did quite well for us over in the UK. And when I say quite well, I do mean that in a pretty small alternative indie way, but right, still quite well. You know, got played on the radio, etc. We played a few festivals. We played a lot of shows. So we kind of went on a few European UK tours, and it's, you know, it's pretty, I found that a pretty stimulating lifestyle. I guess sometimes I can be a little bit like, fuck man, I've just been I've just been used to, I guess, I don't want to sound like too much of a spoilt whingy brat, but basically I'm used to just leaving my house to go and play gigs in other places. It's a strange kind of come down, I guess, to not be doing that. And also, you know, I've got to say, as I'm on a too strong filter coffee high right now, hang on, I've totally lost my train of thought.
Oh, you've forgotten it now.
Here we go.
So excited.
I felt quite a lot of anxiety about this tour just because of all of the admin, all the organization. It's not really my forte. And there have been a couple of nights where I've had a few, like I've woken up in the middle of the night and, you know, unfortunately my brain has started doing the sort of anxiety insomnia thing.
Totally.
And I've actually gone, why am I doing this? And then I have to remember that, you know, I like playing my electric guitar and I like playing music with my friends on stage, and also that I like to go and see people play music. And I enjoy being an audience member and going to the live things, then as a person who does that, I probably, you know, like I should be doing that.
Yeah, so probably a little bit. But also, I guess, like, well, this album you're playing was a 2021 release. I guess part of it must be a bit like, oh, you know, it's a shame that you never really got to perform this heaps at the time.
Oh, yeah. Shit, yeah. And we rehearsed, you know, the band was ready.
We never
did. It's like, yeah.
So
it felt like a shame.
So, yeah, you finally kind of, I guess, get to reclaim that in a way, which is kind of nice.
Yeah, it's like it's weird because, you know, I've sort of lived with the songs for a while, but I just kind of remembered, like, actually hardly anyone's seen this live. It might be like on one hand old news because it's 3 years old, so it's just ooh yuck, so old, but but actually we just haven't played it, so yeah.
And
this
might be kind of a difficult question for you to answer, but do you think you're like your music is particularly different when you perform it live?
It's probably not 100% my place to answer that question. If you know that.
Very sensible.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, definitely. I'm, you know, me and the Phoenix Foundation are very studio-y, so there's lots of little sounds and things like that. But I think that it's important to remember when you play live that you're not doing a recital. You know, you don't have to have every single little sound, and as long as you're getting, like, the energy and essence of the shit is getting pushed out onto the audience, you know, then it doesn't matter that little bit wasn't there, or it'll matter to someone. But ultimately, like, if you're doing what is a engaging performance, it doesn't matter that it might not sound exactly like the album. And in fact, I would say I like it when I go and see a gig and someone will do, like, reinterpretations of their songs.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of means that it's, you know, still alive.
Yeah, that's actually a lovely way of thinking about it. Anyway, we have to move on because you have a new song out today as well. You must feel some way about it because the song is called Very Special Feelings.
Yes, it is called Very Special Feelings.
tell me a little bit about this track. This is very exciting for me because I've no idea what it sounds like. So
you've got no idea about what's about to happen.
No, this could be my. I hopefully this is not my last morning on the radio. give us a tease of it. What can we expect here?
Yeah, so I've sort of gone. What I've noticed is that the market tends towards a more of a drum and bass, blues rock, dub vibe, and so I've decided to take the best of all those three elements and put them into one. Sorry about that. just a little bit of dad humor for you on a Friday morning.
Love it.
Yeah, shit, man. I just have like hundreds of demos, you know, hundreds of unfinished tracks. My day job is making music for film and TV, so I've got a studio in my garage, which is, you know, serviceable. It's a little bit of a garage. I've made it as nice as possible. Anyway, so I'm down here, you know, eight to 10 plus hours a day generally, and it'll you know, so I'm always working on some new demos, and sometimes I just feel like I'm about to drown under this pile of unfinished shit, because I feel like releasing stuff is a really important part of the energy flow of it, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, actually, you can't just have all this unfinished stuff. So when I realized that I was going to do this tour, I thought, well, I best also have a new song, otherwise it's gonna, you know, I best have something new to play. And I just searched through the demos and I found a thing that you know, I felt like that had some simple lyrics, so I didn't have to struggle with lyrics. Had some simple lyrics, but that were acceptable, and I just finished it, and you know, it's quite it's kind of happy sad, which I think maybe I'm starting to realize is my thing. Like, the song is kind of upbeat, the vocals sound a bit sad, and it's that kind of that sort of mix that maybe is maybe that's my sound. I don't know.
Oh, so I love how after all this time, you know, you can still be finding your sound. I think that's very fun.
Well, who of us really knows who we are?
Oh, whoa, profound for a Friday morning. Sorry. Oh.
That's what happens when you get to my age, man. You see things.
Oh, my gosh. Now tell me, Very Special Feelings, is that the start of maybe potentially a series of new songs, maybe?
No, but I can tell you this, that in between our Camp Aloham sets, in the week between the Camp Aloham, the Phoenix Foundation spent that week in the studio, and we've got a really good start on our eighth studio album, which has the really great working title of Virtual Cafe. So
I like that. It's quite fun.
Yeah.
How was Camp Aloham, by the way? Well, I mean, I was there. I know it was very good. But how was it for you?
So we played first on both weekends, which was weird, and which I thought was going to be totally whack. I was like, what? Why has Ian put us on first? This is really weird, you know. And he was like, it's always a really nice vibe, the first band, because everyone comes. And I was kind of, again, kind of concerned that like it was going to suck. But it was actually really lovely. So we played at 10:30 in the morning. We played a very mellow set, which he asked specifically if we could play like a mellow set. And, you know, you basically have everyone who stayed the night on the Thursday, all the keenest people of the festival come and they sat around in the forest and the trees.
I was one of them, I'd just like to say.
Oh, thank you. And so, so we were quite mellow, and it was quite a nice vibe. And I didn't actually stay around on the first weekend that much, but on the second weekend I brought my my family, and me and my 18-year-old son walked around. We had a couple of beers and we watched a bunch of bands, and we finished the day. You know, he had a dance on stage with Disaster Radio, and Disaster Radio is always a joyous experience.
Yeah.
So that was, you know, that's probably the best day of the year so far, really.
Oh, wow. My God. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, Luke, thank you so much for joining me this morning. An absolute pleasure to talk to you. I guess the most important question is this Space Academy show on the 13th of April, where can people get tickets?
Right, so we're playing with Hannah Everingham, who's also just like released a really great album.
Oh, so and good. It's so good.
So it's, you know, it's the classic. It's just it's the legends that are under the radar. So just go to Under the Radar and you can find the tickets.
Brilliant. Hey, yeah. Luke, thank you so much for joining me this morning. Do you have a busy Friday ahead?
Well, yes, actually, I've got BFM chatting to BFM next. We'll see if
lovely. You know,
it'll be interesting to see if I say the same, you know, stories. Hopefully, I won't. Someone, in fact, my partner will be listening to them all, and she can give me a review on, you know, how much material was recycled, how disappointing that was.
I would love to know the results of that, actually.
I'll write it up.
I always think I ask the same thing, so you got to wonder, do people think they answer the same things every time?
Well, it's hard because if you're getting asked the same question about the same song, and you want to answer truthfully, then you are going to say the same answer, aren't you? Because the plain truth is generally pretty simple.
Yeah, exactly. Can you drop me into your BFM interview? Just briefly mention you're having a really good interview before.
That was incredible.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay.
I put in a good word.
Thank you so much. For our audience right now, here is Luke Buddha's new song. It's called Very Special Feelings. One more time, Luke, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you very much for having me. I hope you have a great Friday, everybody.
Right, and here is that tune, Very Special Feelings. Enjoy.
Shut. Thank you.